Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Woo! Oh, there it is. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a happy hour Friday, brought to you by Chattanooga Whiskey. What was that there? That sounded good.
So what now?
What was that?
Oh, it's because for some reason, all the damn beer from the gas station, everything I go to is like out. They're out for some reason because it's always around Memorial Day that everybody, I mean, not Memorial Day, Labor Day, that everybody buys up all the good beer. So I had to settle for some Heinekens, man. But I got the tall boy Heinekens because we're going to, me and my wife, I'm going for a sexy 3-day weekend, Andy. It's going to be, yeah.
What does that mean exactly? You guys are going sexy someplace? 3-day,
huh? It's just sexy because you know when I get my call myself getting sexy, it's when she says, "Baby, can you get some clothes off the other side of the closet? The other side of the closet with a good clothes at, Andy, uh-huh. where I'm gonna have like ankle showing with the pants.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Man. Oh, no yeah. Socks on probably.
No socks on, leg crossed, unbuttoned, with my chest hanging out. Yeah, I ain't gonna wear no undershirt.
That's good. Are you guys going somewhere, or is this going to be
real
a sexy,
sexy
staycation?
He's going sexy, man. You know what I'm saying? How the hell am I going to put my grown folk clothes on and sit around the house, Andy?
Well, I'm asking. I don't know.
I don't know where we're going yet. I will know in the next couple hours because she just told me to start packing. So.
Oh, it's one of those things. That's cool. That's a fun. I know. I think Mike Bell and his wife do that sometimes too. It's a nice rich guy thing to do where your wife plans a fancy vacation and then. And then you just find out and you guys go. That sounds awesome. That sounds really good. Got to give a shout out. A couple shout outs, actually.
Oh, yeah, man.
John Wick ATL. He's drinking some Crown Royal Rye as well as some Old Smoky Tennessee Peach Whiskey. Sounds good on a happy hour Friday. We also got to give a shout out. You know, as much as we goof off on the show, we got this message last weekend from a listener named Albert. And I'm not going to read you what the message says because it's pretty personal. But... maybe one of the most moving DMs I've ever gotten from a listener. Albert and his wife have been going through some health issues, and the great news is his wife is doing well now, but Albert messaged and said, and this is the crazy part of it, you know, listening to us every day helped. I mean, us goofing off and putting foots in people and Sports Jeopardy and all that kind of stuff, all the fun we have on this show helped. Helped him and his wife get through a pretty tough time. And it's an honor that you let us be there with you. And we're so happy that things are good now. So, so happy that she's doing well.
Unbelievable. First of all, like Andy said, just Albert, you and your wife, we just thank you so much. And, man, Andy, when I saw that message last weekend, I was just like, I got choked up, you know, because it's fun. This job here is so much fun. I mean, I could not have asked for a better partner, but we have fun. We goof off and all that stuff, but we do take this job very serious. We just want to entertain you the best way we know how. Yeah, we don't do it like traditional radio shows do it, but who gives a damn? We're going to be who we are regardless. And for him to send that message last weekend, it meant so much. And I remember I went and showed it to my wife. You know that fanning of the eyes, because, I mean, it was just an unbelievable. And like Andy said, we do appreciate all you listening. And we just wanted to shout him out because that was just one of the, I mean, I get messages and DMs all the time from people and everything. Sometimes I get a chance to read them, sometimes I don't. And just so happened I had a chance to read this one. And it's just really thoughtful. And we thank you. And we just, you know, pray and keep praying for you and your wife. And we just, again, just thank you. And thank everybody, man. We had a lot of fun. I see your groupies are back out now. And you're acting like you just won some. You won one time, and I kind of did let you win because you noticed I wasn't yelling my name. But I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you. I'm proud of Andy Bunker because of his perseverance. Because it's only so many times that you can get your ass kicked as many times as I do you in Sports Jeopardy and come out the way you came out. Because the one thing about it is you know, when I win, I go on about my business, not just win. Because that's what winners do.
Oh, okay.
Winners. When we win, we go on about our business. Guys who consistently get beat and luck up and get a win are the ones that brag.
Oh.
And you're a bragger, Andy.
I didn't see myself. I hadn't been bragging much. I hadn't said anything. You're the one talking about Sports Jeopardy.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was just thanking Albert.
Because I'm happy for you. My man, Black Panther, pineapple juice and Tito's. See, it's going to be a great weekend, 3 days.
Now, the one thing I will say about Sports Jeopardy, though, since you brought it up.
What's that?
Is the final score had looked like it was 5-1.
It was 6-0. You won.
The one that you got right.
Yeah, that's perfect. And you know what? I can accept that.
Yeah.
Because I'm still going to have a great weekend. Like, I'm not even going to think about it anymore after this because you're the one that walks around and then back and forth. Then you do this right here. God dog it! This is why you're off the air. How did you get that wrong, Andy? God dog it! I knew that. See, the one thing about me.
I wish it wasn't true.
Is that.
I wish it wasn't true. When you got me really bad last Friday, and I really was like, I really did spend part of my Saturday. There's a website called Sporkle where you can take sports quizzes. I really did spend part of my Saturday morning drinking coffee playing sports trivia quiz. I'm not going to let that happen again. I got problems, Randy. I don't know what's wrong with me. I don't care. Whatever. I won. Everything's fine. Let's trending round two.
For what's trending.
A look at the top trending headlines of the day.
Oh my God.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
You got to change the way you call everything and how you do things in the line. It makes it harder. And, you know, I don't know exactly how it's going to be this year. It's definitely an interesting situation, but we just got to figure it out.
Yeah, that's Jake Matthews talking about how things are going to be different on the offensive line. We start and end almost every Falcons conversation heading into this season saying the offensive line must be a strength for the Falcons to be successful. There's going to be some complicating factors, one of them being a rookie left guard. And we talked to Jarvis in the noon hour. It sounds very much like Matt Hennessy is going to be the starter, even though he was banged up and was unable to participate in the scrimmage yesterday. I think we still fully expect him to be the starter when they play the Seahawks coming up in just about 10 days from right now. The other thing is going to be, it's going to be quiet in those stadiums. So all the little code words you use and the little cadences that you use to try to get the defensive line thrown off might not work the same way because it's going to be really, really quiet. So then no excuse. Everybody's dealing with the same thing. All boils back down to the Falcons offensive line having to be better than they have been the last couple of seasons.
And you know what? I'm going to go back to Big J because he did say something which is so true. Like the defensive line, he's right. A lot of times when you're at this part of the season, when you're trying to get yourself in sync, it's see ball, get ball. See quarterback, get quarterback. Offensive line, there is a different type of cohesion that goes on. But, I mean, you know, the thing with Matt is, like, he's banged up right now, but he does have a little while to get ready for this game or whatever. But the thing with it, they got a guy, Matt, you know, that if he can't go, he can step in. But, I mean, this season, and we've been talking about it, Bunk, this team's going to boil down how those five guys. I think the defensive line, I think they're going to be better. Are they going to be great? I don't know. But are they going to be better? I think adding Dante Fowler is an upgrade over what you had out there. And I think Grady is just going to keep ascending. Some of these young guys got to step up. But I look at that offensive line, Andy, and it's so much rides on it because of how valuable of an asset they're protecting. They're protecting number two. You know, and they got to protect him. But I also think they want to – I know, Dan, they want to be a balanced football team. So that run game is going to come in so big. I expect – I don't want to put expectations on yardage and touchdowns by Ty Gurley, but I think Ty Gurley should have a big year. And Ty Gurley can get you like 1,400 total offense. That's a good sign for them. That's a good sign.
If Todd Gurley gets 1,400 combined total offense, sign me up right now. I mean, I'll take that all the way, because that means he's healthy most of the season, if not all of it. It means the offensive line did their job. And hopefully that means that they're able to use the run game to set up other parts of the offense. I know we don't have other numbers in that hypothetical, but I would take it. My thing was with Todd Gurley, it's, yeah, give me the yards and all that. Give me the touches. If Todd Gurley can get 250-plus touches, then that means that he stayed healthy for the majority
touchdowns
of the season.
Touchdowns.
Because I think, yeah, if Todd Gurley is healthy, even if he can't get 25 carries a game or 25 touches a game, you can use him in the red zone. He just has a nose for the end zone. He scores a ton of touchdowns over the last handful of years, even last year when he wasn't his same self. I did want to ask Jarvis this, and I didn't get a chance to because we ran out of time. And I'll ask it to you differently. With Hennessy and Davidson both banged up and kind of questionable for week one, I was going to ask Jarvis which one's more likely to play. I don't think you and I know that. Which one is more important? What's more important, that Matt Hennessy plays week one or that Marlon Davidson plays week one? Hennessy?
I think Matt Hennessy. I think Hennessy.
Yeah. Get that continuity together immediately.
Yeah, yeah. But I'm just going back to think, and I'm going to come back to something that you said. Who plays D-line for the damn Seahawks? So can you win with Matt Gano at left guard, but you know that Seattle and Pete Carroll want to run the damn football. So you need another defensive lineman to get in that rotation and able to affect Russ because of Russ's escapability. Russ is one of those, man, I thought he was there, but he's not type of quarterback. So you're going to need bodies to rotate on that. So I'm going to go Marlon Davidson.
That's the annoying thing. Yeah, I mean, I'm with you. And we'll spend more time talking about that next week. I think it's Hennessy just because I want that, 16 games started, 16 games played with all those five guys healthy all season long, because we know what that means. Three teams have had that in the last 5 years in the NFL, and they all went to the Super Bowl. Three teams in the last 5 years have had their all five offensive linemen start and play all 16 regular season games. Falcons were one of them in 2016. All of them have gone to the Super Bowl who have done that. So, yeah, sign me up for that. That's the thing about week one, though, is there's going to be some raggedy line play all across the league.
Yes.
There's going to be some disjointed chemistry between receivers and quarterbacks and running. One thing that is going to be there is Russell Wilson's escapability.
Yes.
And his ability to keep play. He is going to get – God, he's going to be annoying in week one. Like, not to say that there's any ideal quarterback to play in week one, but I don't know. Give me the Bears in week two? I'll take we don't even know who their quarterback is. Mitch Trubisky or Nick Foles, right? I'll take that instead of Russ just to get ready anyway. The season's right around the corner. Very excited. Can't wait for it to get here. Braves have a doubleheader tonight. Let's hear from Brian Snitker from earlier in the week.
He's
or a highlight. I'm sorry.
One of those guys that he's kind of up and down and grinding and has a knack of getting a big hit. And so I'm happy. Like I say, he's an easy guy to pull for.
Yeah, that snit on
the wall since he had grinding.
I forgot what I told Ken we were going to do, so my bad. Ken did the right thing. Grinding. There's snit back to grinding. He's talking about Adam Duvall there.
Today's Adam's birthday, according to the Braves.
Is that right?
Well, according to the Braves, according to his birthday. It's his birthday. So, yeah, man, I mean, he has been. I mean, you talk about a guy that was killing it up in Gwinnett. I'm talking about just winning home run derbies over there, man.
He hit 30 home runs in Gwinnett last year.
Yes, and then comes back and is able to contribute to this baseball team. And then I can also recall, like, in the spring, people were still not wondering if he was going to make the big club.
Yeah.
So they were like, I don't know what it, and now he's had an opportunity to shine and everything. So, yeah, I always look at a great story like his. Doubleheader today. Got nephew Tommy. I ain't even going to call him nephew. Cousin Tommy going today. So, hopefully, he won't get kicked out the family when we come back Tuesday. Because
you said Tommy's not a blood cousin.
Yeah, Tommy ain't no blood cousin. He's your mama's best friend, son.
Right. All right, so you call him cousin, but
You call him cousin because you call her auntie. So, yeah, that's your mama's best friend's son.
But he's not a real cousin, so he doesn't have the leeway to act up the same way.
He cut the crust off the bread after he make a sandwich. Yeah, that one. Being fancy, wasting bread.
Yeah. All right, Tommy Malone, don't cut the bread off your sandwiches today, all right? Go out there and do something. Reintroduce. Yeah. Maybe it's because it was on the road. He wanted to make his impression on Braves fans at home. with his first opportunity.
He's going to make an impression on Paul Byrd, right?
Yeah, Paul Byrd and Kelly Krull and a bunch of cutouts.
Paul and Kelly, because they're going to be there.
And that creepy mascot they're still rolling out there.
What's that thing?
Blooper? Yeah, that weird, like, tan, furry thing they roll out there still. Yeah, he's out there hanging out, being a creep. Atlanta United's got a chance to get things together a little bit over the weekend. Don't lose to Orlando again. Here's Brad Guzan.
It wasn't great. You know, we need to be realistic. And when the performance isn't to the standard that we expect, we can't kid ourselves. And so the last 15, 20 minutes, we were holding on. We were certainly under a bit of pressure. You know, we need to be able to manage the game better. And I think you saw some guys with some tired legs in them. But at the same time, you know, we can't make excuses.
Yeah, I mean, obviously there's no excuses. If you're losing, then we have to come up with reasons why, and they have been. They tied last time, so that was good.
They didn't lose.
But he said the word expectation, and I know that we have like a big picture expectation for what Atlanta United's franchise is, and rightfully so. They've set the tone from the beginning saying that they're going to win and compete for trophies. But I think you also have to be honest about who you are today, and my expectation about who they are today is, I mean, if they get a tie, if they get a draw out of Orlando over the weekend, I will be happy with that, honestly.
Yeah, man. I mean, right now, we're looking for we want them to play better. And, you know, as Jason Longshore said, I mean, even if the wins don't come, you want to see them play better. You want, especially the young guys who are part of this future, the guys that you're looking towards as Atlanta United goes forward, they're going forward with us.
No, I'm with you. I just
don't
lose to Orlando twice in a week.
I can't stand Orlando. Only thing Orlando good for is housing the bubble for the NBA. All right,
that's it.
In Disney World, when your kids can you ain't got to push no stroller around.
So Brad Nessler is the voice of the SEC on CBS. He joined the show yesterday. It was a really fun conversation. So we want to give you a chance to listen to it. We'll let you hear what Ness had to say about the college football season that's right around the corner. Coming up next, the AMA at 140. Get your questions in on a Friday. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's a happy hour Friday here, brought to you by Chattanooga Whiskey on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. That means we're 20 minutes away from the AMA. One last AMA, Friday AMA, happy hour AMA. Make them weird, off the wall, either on social media, on Twitter, Instagram, direct message, Solomon Brothers Diamond text line. Phone lines are open. Got some great phone calls yesterday.
Yeah, man.
404-741-0929. So if you want to call for the AMA, we'll do that in about 20 minutes. Before we get there, though, Brad Nessler was on the show yesterday. Always great to talk to Ness, obviously. Very excited that college football is right around the corner as well. And we just kind of started off by talking to him about what a weird year it was and if he ever got the feeling that maybe there wouldn't be college football this fall.
Oh, no doubt about it, fellas. You know, up until the last 2 days when we had our webinar, instead of going to New York and having everybody together, we did it on the internet, and that's the first time I've heard the theme music until you guys just played it, and so that kind of made me wake up and say, I might have to go to work now. I'm not sure, but there were doubts all the way along, and, you know, we still, you know, somebody said to me the other day, what do you think about the SEC championship being backed up to the 19th? And I said, I just want to get to September 26th, man. I'm not going to worry about December right now. So if we can get through one game, hopefully we can get through a whole season. But, yeah, it's been wacky, and there's a lot of doubts. And, you know, we still have a lot of issues and hurdles to climb. We'll see. I hope it's going to work out okay. We got our first game on CBS Sports Network tonight at Southern Miss, and they've already had to make some adjustments there because of the size of the booth and all that type of thing. So we'll see how it goes.
Hey, Ness, have they told you how you and Gary, are you guys are going to call the game? Are you going to be able to go to every single game, the 3:30 game or everything like that?
Yeah, Randy, we're going on site. A lot of the Sports Network cable games are going to be produced from New York and New Jersey with the crews on site, but as far as broadcast crews on site, but not the producer and director. But our whole crew is going everywhere. It's just going to be really different because, you know, basically we all interact and we're all like a big family, and our family's going to be split up in these different colored bubbles or whatever they call them. You know, like I like to go to the trucks and talk to the everybody in the truck and the truck drivers and the camera guys and everything, and they're like a whole separate thing, and the broadcast side of things, the booth people are one separate thing. Jamie's even a separate thing. She's considered field. So we just went through all that stuff, and so all the camaraderie we have and, you know, hanging out together is not going to happen. So it's going to be a very socially different season for me. That's part of the fun for me, you know, is hanging with everybody and, and you know, Thursday night, Friday night, and the game, and just being together as a family of about 90 of us, and that's not gonna be the case this year. So everything's going to be a little different.
One of the other differences is players deciding not to play because of COVID, and obviously we respect any individual's decision who makes that choice, but that came to Georgia's campus yesterday with Jamie Newman deciding to opt out. I wonder what your reaction was when you found out that Jamie Newman wasn't going to play.
You know, it was so weird, Andy, because I had some things going on yesterday with the CBS, and so I got a late workout or walk outside or whatever, and I had just done a radio thing with somebody, and I was talking about Georgia and Jamie Newman. So I went on a four-mile walk. I came back, and, you know, I came back, my phone is ringing off the wall, and I was like, what's this about? So in a matter of, you know, an hour and 10 minutes, everything changed as far as what I was talking about, Jamie Newman and Georgia's chances and this and that. And, you know, I get it, I guess. You know, Jamie, we barely knew ye, you know. I mean, I don't know Jamie, so it's going to hit everybody, I think. It's just weird the timing is so close to the season and at that position. You know, I talked to Ed Orgeron the other day, and with Jamar Chase and Ron Shelvin deciding to opt out, and they already lost a corner and a linebacker that earlier said they weren't going to come back. You know, they had 14 guys either in training camps or whatever in the NFL. I mean, you're talking about 20, almost 20 players they're not going to have from last year's championship, and you go, how the heck are they going to be a good football team? You know, they'll find a way, I guess, but losing a quarterback is really something big, and you know, I'm not one of the theorists of Justin Fields coming back. I don't see that happening, but I know that everybody's talked about that, which would be pretty interesting. I don't know. You know, I hope JT Daniels is healthy enough to go. You know, I think they went from a position of strength and depth to not so much, and you know, that's pretty obvious. So we'll see how Georgia does without him.
When they had Jamie, did you have them ahead of Florida? And now that he's gone, do you put Florida ahead of Georgia in the SEC East?
I might, Randy. I had it kind of close. I mean, you know, I don't want to tick off people that know that I live in Georgia, and you know, I love seeing Georgia
do it,
well.
Do it.
Yeah. but Florida just got a lot tighter. Let's put it that way. And whatever happens in Jacksonville isn't necessarily going to stay in Jacksonville. I think whoever wins that's going to win the East. So it's become a bigger game than ever. I think Tennessee's going to be a little bit better. I think Kentucky's a really pretty solid team and all that. But I think whatever happens in Jacksonville will probably determine the East.
Well, and I know the SEC on CBS schedule is always great. Brad Nessler joining us, by the way, on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy, talking some college football as we're just over 3 weeks away from the debut. That cocktail party falls right in the middle of a pretty incredible stretch for you guys, with Auburn at LSU, then Georgia, Florida, and Jacksonville, then Bama LSU on Saturday after the Masters coverage.
Yeah.
I mean, that's going to be, I mean, look, again, SEC on CBS is always great, but that Saturday has to have you pretty excited, I would imagine.
Yeah, it is. I think we might rate pretty well that day, Andy. I don't know.
You might. You might do okay.
Yeah, I might be okay. You know, the whole schedule, I kind of like the fact that, you know, we picked most of it. You know, ESPN had a big play in this, too, and the SEC, obviously. And just for travel purposes and trying to keep everybody healthy, it was better to kind of pick the games, you know, most of the games now. I think week 5 and week 7 we don't have anything, and there's probably something else in there. But not only do I like our schedule ahead of time, I like knowing where I'm going ahead of time instead of so many 6-day picks and 12-day picks and all that. And, heck, when I look at it, yeah, it looks pretty fun. Travel isn't even going to be that bad, I don't think, because we got some Alabamas and Auburns in there. We have to start off by going to West Point, which I'm not sure how I'm going to get in and out of New York yet from a hotspot, but we're working on that right now. So we're doing BYU and Army on the 19th, and then we go to Baton Rouge for Mississippi State and LSU, and then we roll. So it looks like a great schedule, and, yeah, that day, November 14th, will be kind of special, I think.
Let's talk about the oddness that it's going to be, because we know the pageantry of what college football is, and you guys are calling games, and hell, you might not even get to see anybody in those stands.
Yeah, it's, you know, when we go to Tuscaloosa, and there aren't going to be 110,000 people doing Sweet Home Alabama, there's going to be 20,000 singing it, whatever. It's going to be really different. It's going to be different for me, and I still don't know, you know, to what extent. You know, on big plays and touchdowns, I just like Steve Milton, our director, cutting shots of the crowd and the cheerleaders and the band and the players and the sideline and all that. I don't have to say a whole bunch after a big play. I just kind of like the feel of it, you know. And so that's going to be different for me, because I'll probably have to talk a little more just to fill the lack of sound, I guess. So some of those things as a play-by-play guy, everybody does it differently. You know, a lot of guys have a lot of words and don't say that much, and then there's some guys that don't have to say a lot, and it's, you know, it means something to people. And I guess I'm going after the guys that were mentors of mine, like Pat Summerall and Keith Jackson, and guys that didn't have to say a whole bunch, and maybe I have to say more this year, or maybe I'll just let Gary say more this year.
I don't know. One thing I feel confident in is you guys are going to figure it out. Like, you guys are absolutely going to make it feel special. I wonder, and maybe we won't know this until the end of the year, but a lot of people want to look at the season because it's different and say, you know, you put an asterisk on a champion or you treat it differently. Kirby Smart said the only asterisk should be to denote the toughest damn football team there ever was.
Yeah.
How do you think you'll look at it, whoever comes out of this thing at the end of the season?
Well, I wish everybody was playing, and you know, and so do the Pac-12 and the Big Ten and the MAC and everybody. I think if you look at Georgia's schedule, or you look at Alabama's schedule, or whatever, even though I like the 10-game conference thing, because we've been inching towards that, and you know, some coaches wanted 9 or more or whatever. And from that standpoint, I mean, man, I've got the schedule in front of me. I could just pick any team and go, okay, you go through that,
yep,
and you're not good enough to be in the playoff or be called a champion? No, sorry. You know, it'd be nice if Ohio State and, you know, some of the teams that were expected to be really strong, Penn State, Ohio State, whatever, from the Big Ten, Oregon in the Pac-12, I guess, it'd be nice if they were in the mix. But if they're not in the mix, you know, what are you going to do about it? I would probably take the asterisk away, even though there's going to be one, and say, hey, if you went through the whole year and you went through what we're going through with Corona and all of that, and you came out maybe undefeated or once beaten or whatever, and you win the playoff, damn, you're a champ to me.
Last one, Ness. As you have, everybody knows about what's going on in this country and all the social justice movements and all this thing, what has been your thoughts of Nick Saban? I saw Kirby. You saw Lane Kiffin down there in Ole Miss. What has been your perspective on what you've been seeing with these coaches doing with their teams?
I think, you know, it's the sign of the times. I think coaches have conceded that they're, even though they're getting $9 million a year to coach the teams, it's the kids that really make up the team. And the coach, obviously, puts them in the best position to win and all of that, but I think that players having a voice now is pretty cool. You know, it started in the pros and it's leaked its way to colleges, and I think that's fine. I think it's great. The only thing I'm a little concerned about, we had our rules meeting yesterday with Steve Shaw, and we were talking about the fact that the NCAA, in their infinite wisdom, has said that, you know, players can put whatever they want on their nameplate on the back of their jersey. And so we also talked about the fact that only 2 players can wear the same number this year, and obviously they can't be on the field at the same time. We know all that. So I came up with something for Steve Shaw, and I stumped him. I said, let's say 2 players with the same number choose to have a social statement on their nameplate on the back of their jersey, and they both have both number 2s have a social statement on the back of their jersey. How do we identify the player? And he said, Ness, we would have to go to replay, especially if there's an unsportsmanlike conduct on one of those players, and then he got a second one. We wouldn't know who to eject. And I said, you're telling me, brother, I'm trying to do play-by-play and identify guys so their family back home can say right. He made the tackle. And
exactly.
I just stumped you on that one.
Well, again, one thing I feel confident in is you guys are gonna figure it out. I know it's going to be different. I know it's going to be tough at times, but we all have utmost confidence in what you guys do broadcasting-wise. We appreciate it so much, Ness.
Appreciate
Can't wait
you,
to hear
Ness.
You on TV.
Thanks, guys. Have a great day. I'll talk to you soon.
Brad Nessler there from yesterday, as we're just about 3 weeks away, Randy. He's less than 3 weeks away because they're doing a couple games just to get ready and lead up to it. But interesting point at the end. I mean, it's probably already hard to identify guys sometimes when they have the same number. But if they got the same message on the back of their jersey, they'll figure it out. They got spotters. Are they allowed to have spotters this year? They travel with spotters?
I don't think so. Probably not when I'm trying to you know, keep the social distance.
Yeah,
I don't think so.
He said they cut way down on their team. Don't know. But again, they'll figure it out. I trust Ness and Gary Danielson. We'll come back. We'll get to an AMA. Any question, any topic, Solomon Brothers Diamond text line, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. Phone lines are open, 404-741-0929. Get your weird Friday AMA questions in on a Happy Hour Friday brought to you by Chattanooga Whiskey. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Queuing up your questions with the Middays AMA.
Ask me anything.
Glad you asked. On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Brought to you by Right From The Heart and rightfromtheheart.org. The AMA every single day to wrap up the show. It's Happy Hour Friday. Brought to you by Chattanooga Whiskey. So,
yes.
Thanks to everybody who's been drinking along with us all day long. Our guy Chris, by
the way. I know you have been.
Our guy Chris is going to get some Trulies.
Man, Chris, don't sell me out, Chris.
Why? What's selling you out? What are you talking about?
Man, don't. Chris, it ain't good, homie.
How do you know? You never had any.
I know I ain't never had any, Chris. And you know why I ain't never had none, Chris? Because it ain't good. Go get you some brew. Go get you something brown.
All right, before we jump into all these questions, you said you had an issue. You want to get something off your chest?
Yeah, man. Because, you know, never mind. I'm just jealous. I saw Arthur Blank. He got an East Lake today, and I wish we was out there. I got an issue with Sean.
I'm jealous about that, too.
I got an issue with Sean.
What's Arthur Blank got that we don't, besides billions of dollars?
Billions? Exactly, man.
In the city of Atlanta.
I blame Sean. No, I don't blame Sean. That's my dude. I can't blame my guy.
It would be nice to be out there.
I just saw the picture. I was like, damn. How the hell he get to go? I honestly know why he gets to go.
Yeah. He's Arthur Blank.
Because he's Mr. Blank, and, you know, he got it like that.
He's got it like that.
Yeah,
you know, one thing, like, I was looking, and I've heard Mike Conti doing the updates all day about East Lake and the Tour Championship. I don't understand the new scoring system. And maybe it'll explain itself and I'll like it by the end of the weekend. But, like, right now, these guys start off, Dustin Johnson starts off 10 under because he was number one in the FedEx Cup point standings. I don't know. My initial reaction is it's different and I don't like it. Which is not a good way to go about life. You know, be open to change and keep an open mind. But when I read about it, I was like, I don't like this. This is new. But I'm going to give it a shot, see how it plays out over the weekend. What I don't like is my guy Victor Hovland right now in dead last place. My Norwegian brother Victor Hovland in dead last place. At least he made it to East Lake, though. He's young. Huh?
I said he'll be all right. He'll make a comeback, man. He'll make a comeback. I doubt.
Shout out to Oren Romain drinking Gatorade.
Yeah, my guy. I was just going to say that. Shout out to my main man, Brian Massey. He's 9.5% refreshing ale and a glass of Black Saddle.
Oh, my God. Cheers.
Cheers, homie.
Brian, you're going to be hammered by two. He's got a 9.5% beer and a chaser? Like, all right. Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Who else? We got our guy Brandon who's drinking a slow pour. Apparently it's a Lawrenceville
slow
beer.
Pour.
What's it? The beer is called a slow pour.
Yeah, I saw it. It's a brewery up in Lawrenceville that he said he got it at. Shout out to my man Nittany Bulldog. He's drinking on some Woodford Reserve, Kentucky.
All right, woo! I got questions now. You ready?
Yes, do it.
BJ wants to know if you and I would ever start a Sports Jeopardy tournament. Not where we'd play one another, but where we encourage listeners and maybe have like a bracket-style contest and listeners could be deemed the Andy and Randy Sports Jeopardy champion. That's a great idea.
That's a great idea. I'll tell you this. We might do this, and I'm going to knock on wood. Hopefully, we don't have to do it. If everything shuts down again like it did and we got to find content, we might have to do that.
It's true. I mean, next summer, we were looking at boxes of football cards to try to find Randy for 2 months.
Now, which was fun.
It turned out to be really, really fun. But, like, you know, we're watching Trey Young play horse at his driveway.
Yeah.
If they don't figure this thing out, we're definitely doing Sports Jeopardy tournaments next summer. The only problem is that would be a better thing to do in person. you know.
Yeah, if we're that's able a to good point too.
But that's a good idea. Maybe that's something to, you know, the when things get back to normal and we'll talk to sales and maybe get an event together. You want Atlanta to get another NHL team? This is from Jacob.
Okay. No, I like hockey in person, and I like to sit and watch playoff hockey. But I'm not going to sit and watch. I don't sit and watch hockey. Go to regular. Like I would go see the Florida Panthers play because the arena was not too far from my house, and that's about it.
You used to go watch.
In St. Louis, I went to see the Blues play a lot in St. Louis.
Oh, I bet that was fun.
That was a lot of fun. Good. So it was really good. So yeah, I mean, if they want to have it and it'll be supported, and if you ever talk to Mike Bell thinks it'll be supported. Said it was just bad ownership. Just, so bring it back.
Exactly. I mean, that's the key. Look what soccer has done in town because ownership is great and they did it the right way. I think the NHL could be really successful here. You just have to have better. I think anything can succeed in Atlanta.
That's true.
I think that there, if it's done the right way, there's enough passion for any sort of entertainment in this city that it could succeed. And NHL hockey is great. I hope that they can figure out a way to do it someday. Chris wants to know the best advice that you'd give somebody who wants to start out in sports radio.
It's so different. I think I can say honestly say my journey is different than your journey.
Sure, absolutely.
You know, like I have no degree or nothing in journalism or anything like that. All I had was my name and the fact that I got the gift of gab. And you know, I was luckily to make a relationship. Well, obviously, I had a relationship with Algie Crumpler. Algie hooked me up with Terry Fox. Terry Fox eventually invited me in for an interview, him and Sean, and that's how I got the gig. And I just continuously worked at it. The one thing about getting in sports radio is you got to learn how to talk sports to yourself sometimes.
True.
Yeah. And true. I learned that, and I do that a lot. I talk sports a lot to just myself. Me sitting here just watching TV or something, I'll talk those sports through my head. And then, you know, the rest is because this one thing about it, there's not a lot of these spots and they're very competitive to get, man.
It's
very.
True. And part of your journey is one that you can't give someone advice to do. Like, okay, yeah. Play Division I college football, be really good at it, play in the NFL for it. But I think part of your journey is relatable too, though, because even though you had the name and the recognition and money and like you don't have to do this, you were really committed and you did a lot of stuff that, you know, people in your position might not do. You're doing shows and you're doing, you know, you grinded when you started this thing. And that's the advice I would give.
It was cool. The thing about it was it started out slow. You gotta really want to do it because, you know, it is it's different, man. It is, but it's fun. It's fun as hell once you get to the point where, you know, you get something with it. Because what I always say this, Andy. What do you want to get out of this business? It's like, well, I just want to get an and in front or back of my name.
And you did.
That was it.
And I got and one. Right in the middle, too, because your name's Randy.
Yeah, so I'm good.
There's an R and a Y on the other side of it. Yeah. Anyway, that was a bad joke. Let's go to Wendy and see if she's got any good AMA questions over there. Hey, Wendy.
How's it going, guys?
Awesome.
Hey, Wendy.
Hey, Randy. All right, let's start this. Before COVID, what was your favorite Atlanta music venue?
Oh, man. Lakewood.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, I love outdoor concerts, man.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
Last time we went to see Anthony Hamilton and Marsha Ambrosia. Ugh.
Where was that at?
It wasn't at Lakewood. It was at the other one over. I always forget it.
I hear the Chastain Park outdoor venue is cool. I haven't been
yes,
there.
It
That's
is.
The one I haven't been to.
It is.
I finally got a chance to go to the Fox Theater for the first time right before COVID started. We saw the Avett Brothers at Fox Theater.
Love Fox.
One of the best places I've ever seen a concert, not to mention my favorite group. So that was really cool. You know, it's a fun one. There's an upstairs venue at Smith's Old Bar, which is right by Piedmont Park. That's a super fun place to see music shows. I'm sure Wendy's seen concerts at tons of places too.
Yeah, Chastain, like you mentioned, is like one of my favorites because you can bring your own food and booze.
Yeah. Yeah,
it might have been Chastain that we went to. Yeah, other than that damn walk from the car, because as usual, I'm carrying all the chairs, all the damn coolers, and Donna walking all damn slow.
Hey,
I'm carrying everything. Why are you walking so slow?
Randy, you need to get one of those fold-up wagons.
I had the wagon and the cooler dragging it.
Really?
Yes. And she's walking by. She's just walking. I'm like, why are you walking so slow? I got everything.
You know, the only thing about those wagons are great. We got one to go to the beach all summer long. They're hard to pull uphill. Like, uphill. And downhill is even more tough. To try to control those things downhill, they need brakes.
Bruh. Try it on that gravel parking
you're
lot.
Slipping. You probably have flip flops on. You're slipping.
Yes.
Your nine toes aren't giving you the support that you need. Hey, can't speaking of Anthony Hamilton, your right foot's slipping out because you only got four good toes on it. Why right Jimmy Butler's grip. Facial hair looks like Anthony Hamilton's facial hair? Like he looks like no he's getting ready that's to play him in a movie.
Yeah, that's how I'd be looking
in the bubble. Anyway.
If your wives gave you a hall pass for a week on the condition that she got one too, would you take the deal?
Hell no.
Not a chance in hell I'm doing that. No way.
Hell wrong with you? Man, please. No.
Man, please is the right answer.
I was about to say something. No, man.
I mean, I don't even want one myself, but if the other part of it is involved, absolutely not.
I don't know. I mean, it ain't about all that, man. No, that's mine.
Only exactly.
All I can say, if I ever get divorced, which I never will, but I get divorced, you think another man living in this house? Hell no. I burn it down before I let another man live in here. Yeah. Burn it. Hey. I burn it down before I let another man live in this house. Because I don't want another man's footsteps following my footstep down them stairs. I don't want another man opening my refrigerator. I don't want another man sitting in my damn sunroom.
Absolutely right.
Going up in flames, Andy.
Yeah, going up in flames. It's what we talked about Andre Rison earlier in the show. I knew we'd get back to burning.
It would be not. There would be another man to share this right here. Hell no. can you imagine me coming up and picking up the kids and he grilling on my grill?
Well, you'd commit a crime then,
dude. I've been the damn lost it.
Yeah, you'd. you'd be punching somebody in the throat then. You early talked about your brittle hands. I hope they're not too brittle that day.
Anything arthritic as hell, but I can bust up by 30 punches.
All right, takeaways of the day.
As our show heads into the final stretch, it's time for the takeaway of the day.
So many achievements.
On Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
All right, we start with Wendy Adams on takeaways of the day every single day. What do you got, Wendy?
Well, I've got a few, and they all have to do with Randy, so here we go. Randy likes dirty nail men.
Yep.
He once tossed a snake over the fence so fellow snakes knew he was a man's man. And Randy's naked tree is now gone.
Dang it. Yeah, man. Randy lost.
Gotta wear clothes.
Tree. What about you, Randy?
Gotta wear clothes. Man, you know what my takeaway is, man? I just love this damn job. I thought about this, and I was like, I love this job. I love these three people that have been placed in my life, and Brian, Wendy, and definitely Andy. I love y'all guys so much. Thank you for all the listeners. We appreciate you, except for that hating ass Jay in the truck. I'm just joking. Jay's my guy, and he's lucky he got a lovely wife and beautiful babies where me and him have been fighting. But I appreciate y'all. That's mine. It's 3 days this weekend. Y'all make sure y'all take care of yourself, love each other, justice, and all that other good stuff.
I got nothing to add to that. Ken did a great job filling in for Brian today. Ken Roundtree, he's going to be back with us on Tuesday as well, but I got nothing to add to what Randy said. We'll talk to you guys on Tuesday.
Later!
He just writes the column reacting to what the Hall of Fame voters write on.
Well, if I had a vote.
He didn't have a vote.
Well, if I had a vote. Well, if I got a vote.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.